This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
I don't have any actual sound effects. These are all what I like to call human sound effects, where you make the delay all by yourself.
So in the theater,
the theatry,
your voice will echo throughout, but a bird's coo will not.
Well,
do you know why that is?
It depends on the theater.
The answer is acoustics.
Dad Jokes 101 with Richie Rich.
I had to get the punchline in there before he started explaining it to me.
On tonight's edition of Dad Jokes on Free Talk Live, it'll be Richie Rich telling us an ancient knee slapper.
Yeah.
603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join us tonight. It is Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Tired of ever-inflating U.S. dollars? Well, you can live your life on Dash instead with some handy websites. Bitrefill.com has been accepting Dash for years and has a ton of big-name retailers and brands, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Plus, many of their gift cards are available at a discount. What about paying your bills? Spritz.finance can do that, and they can send dollars to your bank account in case you still need those for some reason. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. That's Dash.org. Were you trying to say something?
Nope.
All right. Well, then let's move on to some of your calls and thoughts. This is Squidward calling from his mom's basement. You're on Free Talk Live.
By day, I'm a mild-mannered BitConnect millionaire, but by night, I become a libertarian's worst nightmare. Your boy, Young Skeet.
Well,
the only reason you're the nightmare is because you call in with nonsense.
Yeah,
like, it's not even good arguments.
Nonsense.
And no, you're not our worst nightmare either, really, because you're just an individual, right? And as an individualist... As an individualist...
Guys,
oh, we're going to get started this way already. All right. As an individualist... I put them on hold. As an individualist, an individual is not my worst nightmare, nor even close, because when I have to deal with individuals on an individual basis, I can do so to my satisfaction. When it comes to dealing with, a giant organization of death and destruction, I can't deal with that individually to my satisfaction.
The murderment?
The murderment, yes. All right, let's put Squidward back on.
Yeah, so I've decided to rebrand my ethic, or at least have an alternative title, calling myself
Nonsense.
An evolutionary capitalist, as in an evo-cap instead of an ANCRAP. Someone who advocates for a true market and not a free one. You can't build a pure market ethic with a non-aggression principle, rights, homesteading, or freedom as a foundation. Doing so creates dilemmas, contradictions, and ultimately untenable positions. You cannot criticize government based on legitimacy or aggression, since by implicit or explicit contract, we all consent to the rules and judgments of the democratic system.
What if this is like his manifesto?
That libertarianism has cursed us with.
Right, I'll put him on hold again.
Okay, so here's...
What if that's like his manifesto? What if he's like, you know, one of these guys?
When he calls in, this is the argumentative technique, right, called the Gish Gallop.
The Gish Gallop?
Gish Gallop. Look it up. If he wants. You don't have to. I'm just saying. And what he wants to do, and this is why the last time I was here, and I've done this with you as well,
mm-hmm.
you have to cut people off when they're starting their foundational premise. You can't let them build an argument off a false premise or a premise you disagree with.
The Gish Gallop is a rhetorical technique in which a person in debate attempts to overwhelm their opponent by providing an excessive number of arguments with no regard for the accuracy or strength of those arguments.
Right.
Gish Galloping prioritizes the quantity of the galloper's arguments at the expense of their quality. This sounds exactly like
Scary. So what he wants to do has have unabated time to put forth this entire argumentative structure.
Yeah.
Right, but if you disagree with the first premise, the whole structure falls apart.
Right, the rest of it, right.
Right, it just dominoes because you just, like, it doesn't count.
It's like ordering your really long coffee at Starbucks or whatever, right? It's got 17 names or whatever. As soon as they screw up the second ingredient, the whole thing is like...
They started with tea and it just falls apart.
Right.
So when I cut him off, and I've done this to you as well once, at least once, Kevin... Right, I disagree with the premise. We have to work backwards.
Right,
the premise you were starting with is not axiomatic. We don't agree. We have to work from an argument to get there. You have to find another commonality with me,
right.
So that we can get to your premise and convince me of it.
Agrees on some definitions, stuff like that, right?
And so we'll never get past the subjective theory of value with him,
right?
Because we don't agree on it, and he tries to blow past it. Right, by going like, value is objective, right? And then boom, and then he's off to the next one, and you got to cut him off there.
All right, Gish Gallop, you're on Free Talk Live.
About logic, boy. I've written mathematical proofs for a good 4 years. I know how to construct a valid argument.
Valid doesn't mean truthful.
Especially when you teach stupid stuff like non-aggression that doesn't work with the market. The market works.
All right.
See, again. Right, the validity of the argument an argument can be valid and wrong.
Yes,
because it follows the logical valid structure of an argument. Right, A equals A and A equals B and B equals C, so A equals C. Yes, right. That's valid and wrong. So he can have valid arguments
mm-hmm.
all night long.
Yeah,
but if you disagree with the premise, it's still wrong in the end.
Right, agreed.
Wrong. That is a sound argument, dummy. Not a valid one. Do you know the difference between a valid and sound argument? Do you need to go back to mathematical school and learn to write a real proof, boy? Stop reading stuff on the internet.
I'm not reading anything on the internet. I'm not in front of the computer.
Yeah, actually, he spouted that.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Gish Gallop.
So let me rant, because you do not know logic.
This isn't called Rant Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Scooter. He should get a little more upset, I think. You know?
His mob's going to call down. Is everything okay down there, Scooty?
I can hear the spittle hitting the receiver of the phone.
Yeah.
You know, as he whines and cries about how we should let him rant. No, that's not what we do here. It's not called Rant Talk Live or Free Rant Live. Right? Talk Live.
If you're going to make an argument and you want it to be valid and truthful or sound, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta get agreement on the foundational premise and build from there.
Here's a sound argument. I think that Scooter sounded terrible.
Yeah,
sound argument.
This is Batman voice.
It's your boy. It's your boy.
He's been listening to doing Zeus commercials.
So, he can't even hold a lighter to Zeus's fart.
Well, but he is imitating, right? At least trying his very best.
All right, moving right along, we've got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
Oh, yes. yes, I was calling.
Sarah, we can't hear you. You're muted or something. Call us back.
The pedestrians in New Mexico, they're just trying to cross the street, and all of a sudden the horses are coming by.
A sound argument. I argue that Squidward sounds terrible. That's a sound argument.
I accept that premise. Build from there.
All right. I want to circle back then to Venezuela's Tocaron prison raided.
Tocaron.
11,000 cops storm notorious jail to find a zoo, a casino, a nightclub, a pool, and a supermarket after the Tren de Aragua criminal gang was allowed to roam free 4 years. So... There was also a nightclub named Tokyo, which, and there was also a restaurant possibly within the nightclub where prisoners dined with their visitors.
I thought that was Tokyo. There's another restaurant? There's the Tokyo restaurant?
The gang had its own nightclub named Tokyo.
Oh, okay. All right.
Where inmates regularly partied, and they used a comma.
Okay.
And a restaurant where prisoners dined with their visitors.
Sorry, it's been so long since you read that paragraph the first time, I missed it.
Respect. There was also a baseball field.
What?
A room where gambling activities took place, and another where, this is my favorite part, where inmates illegally mined cryptocurrency.
Nice! They're making more money in there than the regular people in Venezuela.
The state's paying for the electricity, arguably. Yeah. They got crypto miners in there.
That's the way you pay off the guards right there.
Oh, my God.
Slip a little bit of Bitcoin here and there. Like, dude, go buy your family some food from Colombia.
Riley, if you're listening, like, put a star next to this one when you make the digest, because this might be one of the best articles we've ever had on Free Talk Live.
Is it a full baseball field? Like, you got the 300-foot homers in there? They're importing bats and balls?
I don't know. They haven't described it more, but they do say they also built a swimming pool below the ground that was located next to a play area for children.
All right.
They've got a couple of pictures here.
There's a play area for children in jail.
In a prison.
Because they're bringing their family and their friends in, and, you know, if you're going to go to the nightclub, the children have to have something to do. So you send them to the swing set for a little bit next to the swimming pool?
Oh, man, this pool looks fancy as F, too, man. It is really nice.
It's a real pool!
It's not only a real pool, but something you'd see in, like, I don't know, an expensive mansion, right? It's like a pool. It's got, like...
Like, this is the Embassy Suites pool, not the Holiday Inn.
It's a large, sort of informal figure eight. There's, like, obviously a wading pool connected to it. There's a bridge that goes over the entire pool, like a walking bridge. So if you want to get from one side of the pool to the other side of the pool without walking around the pool, you can just walk over the pool.
Okay. That's lazy, but all right.
And it is indeed right next to, as they say, the children's play area, complete with two or three different large jungle gyms with the fancy swirly slides and all that kind of stuff, and the plastic sides that are, you know, makes it look like a giant play school thing.
They snuck all this in the laundry truck, right? Like right past the carts.
I don't know about snuck. There's a picture of what appear to be a pair of big cats that might be ocelots that were seen in the zoo, in the prison. The baseball field, they have a picture of it. Oh, man, it's legit. It's got a stadium-style stand.
Holy cow!
Covered, no less. So, like, if it rains, the spectators can remain
dry. It's better than most high school baseball fields.
It literally does look better than most baseball fields.
Okay. Back to the beginning.
Wait, I'm sorry.
You missed something?
No, they might mention this in the article, but I didn't see this when I skimmed the article earlier. They have what I can only describe as a large grass-roofed arena.
All right.
And the caption says, the Tren de Aragua controlled the Tocaron Penitentiary Center, which had its own cockfighting ring.
All right. I'm fine with that. That's a cultural thing. I don't care.
Like, I didn't see that earlier.
I eat meat. I don't care if animals fight.
What was your other question?
Oh, I'm just... Okay, so they've done all this...
Yes.
...to the prison. Right? These are, like, you know, the bad dudes of the country.
Right.
They have all of this niceties and necessities...
In prison.
...within the confines of their walls. They're obviously not a threat to the public. Right. Just let them go.
Okay.
Why bother with the raid?
It's like Escape from New York, right?
Sure.
You know, you've tossed them inside the walls. They're doing whatever.
Let them do whatever.
Right? You know? Yeah, if they're no threat to anybody else.
I mean, theoretically, the only reason to incarcerate people is because they're a violent threat to the public outside.
Right. Right?
Otherwise, there are better ways to do justice and restitutions and some sort of punishment for wrongdoing.
Yeah.
Right. But the incarceration part is you're a threat to those outside.
Yep.
We can't let you be around the general public. So they're already in the walls.
Right.
Just let them have it. Right. Yeah. So if you get arrested and you get sentenced to prison, you know, you're in the walls, well, you're a threat to the public, and that's fine. I think like Australia.
I think you touched on it earlier, though. I think that this is an illustration of how the state is literally just another gang.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And this is, like, if you're coming at it from a position of, you know, citizens and, like, are these criminals? And if so, are they a threat? And so they should be, you know, incarcerated. And then, you know, whatever they do inside is fine as long as they're not threatening the rest of the public.
Right.
That should be okay. If you're coming at it from that, you have, you know, very good points. However, I don't think that that's what's going on here. I think this is a gang war, the state being one gang,
okay,
these other guys being another gang, and they just want control over the territory.
Well, I mean, okay.
They lost control. The state lost control. The gang took control. Okay. Now the state took control back.
I mean, so even if you're the state.
The turf war.
Okay, but if you're the state, right, you've ceded a little bit of land to this gang. You're still the bigger gang. They're productive. They're profiting in there. If you're the state, just tax them.
You would think, right?
I mean, rather than you know, more.
Maybe they wouldn't give them any though, and you know, every time they come by to collect, they threaten them with a puma or something.
Okay, all right.
Then
this goes back to what I said before, right? If you can't come to some sort of agreement, it gets to violence, and then he who has more might wins.
There's a quote here. It says, I congratulate the more than 11,000 members of the FANB, and that would be the National Bolivian Armed Forces of Venezuela, and police forces for the successful intervention of the Tocaron Penitentiary Center, President Nicolas Maduro wrote on Twitter moments after the raid. We are heading towards a Venezuela free of criminal gangs. Well,
you had a Venezuela free. They had a place. You just put them there.
Right. Body cam footage of the raid. There's body cam footage of the raid. I gotta look this up later. Body cam footage of the raid showed cops and soldiers storming one of the prison buildings where a tunnel had been built. The underground passage featured several exits, including one that led to a lake where there were three wooden rafts stationed on the shore.
Okay. So here's the other thing. You've got all these criminals in this prison,
yeah.
They have an exit.
Yeah.
But the prison is so good, they choose not to reenter society. Let them have it. They got restaurants. They got a baseball field. They got Bitcoin mining.
Yeah, they're
cockfighting.
They're self-supporting.
They're self-support.
Right. Right?
And they're like, if you want to leave, there's the hole. They're like, I'm not going back out there.
Yeah.
It's dangerous out there.
They even apparently brought their families in.
Right.
Right, because there were, as the article described, abodes for people to live with their families.
And jungle gyms for the kids.
Yes. And a pool.
Yeah.
And satellite and internets and lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
The entrepreneurial
literally
spirit.
Yes.
Of these criminals. Right. Maybe they had a hard life. Right. And they were not able to divert these activities into a productive direction in Venezuelan society. They chose a life of crime. But turned it into, like, gulch of prisons, right? Let them go. They've shown you how to make an effective market and society within the walls that you've confined them around, and they don't want to escape.
The quotes continue. We have put an end to the irregularities in this space. We have detected some tunnels in that tunnel system now.
Oh.
We have prevented a massive escape, and we have controlled all those deprived of liberty, Interior Minister Chabalos said.
They didn't want to escape, though. The tunnels were already there.
I think they insinuated that this gang was using the prison as sort of their headquarters.
Okay.
Which, I mean, okay.
All right.
Gang needs a headquarters, right?
They're still there, right?
Security forces captured two detainees who fled the prison during the raid, dubbed by the Venezuelan regime as Operation Liberation something else.
Operation Liberation to go into a prison and shut it down. Like, yeah. Theoretically, the least liberated people in the society needed to be liberated by the state.
Chabalos confirmed Thursday that 60 gang members had been captured and 4 prison officials have also been arrested for allegedly allowing the smuggling of weapons.
Where'd they capture them? In prison? Where're they going to put them? They're already there.
This is so great. I love this article. Venezuelan newspaper El Nacional reported that between 400 to 500 prisoners were still missing.
Oh, okay.
So like 500 of these bastards, you know, escaped somehow.
That presumes that the prison system has like an accurate count of who's there.
Who knows how long they've been missing for.
Yeah.
Right?
They got to feed the pumas and the tigers and the lions and the crocodiles.
Or maybe they were just like let out and they're on, you know, they're free now. They're on gang business somewhere else and they've been not in the prison for a long ass time.
And presumably have committed no crime of which they've been caught for. Right? So they've integrated back in society, presumably peacefully.
Union Radio reported that the fugitives may be hiding out in the mountain area near El Jinquito. Okay. The government initiated the transfer of inmates to other jails late in the afternoon as families complained that they were left in the dark regarding their new locations.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you were a prisoner in this place, you're like, ah, you're being relocated and we're not telling anybody where you're going.
So now they're franchising out. You can take everything you learned from this place and go implement it there. And so all the prisons will be this place going forward. Give it a few years.
Right, yeah, because you're taking, yeah, it's like hiring away the best talent from a particular business to, like, make your business better.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, yeah, more pictures of the baseball field, the cockfighting ring, the nightclub. I mean, they got neon lights, big screen. Oh, my gosh, man. This is amazing. Motorcycles all over the place.
I've got like a 300-square-foot apartment, and I work full-time. What do I got to do, man?
Oh, my God. They weren't casually mining cryptocurrency.
No, they got the rigs.
They have a picture of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 13, and then three rows of 13, so upwards of 30, maybe 40, just in this picture.
They can pipe the cooling system Bitcoin from the pool miners through there to cool it.
It says, Bitcoin mining machines were confiscated from a room inside the Torrecon prison that had been under the control of the Aragua gang, the most powerful gang.
Ah, but who's got the private keys?
That's right. Yeah.
Right? You can get the machine. You don't get the keys. They got the Bitcoin.
Right. They can only prevent them from mining more, from, you know, having or using, depending on who has the keys.
What they've already collected or mined. Yeah.
Business owners in the proximity were told to shut down their businesses the afternoon before the operation took place. Outlet News NTN 24 reported. So the government in this case, the Venezuelan government, somehow notified business owners in the area of the prison that don't open today because we're doing a thing. So I wonder if word got back because they talked about some people who escaped.
Yeah, after that.
603-283-6160. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live, the Sunday Night Edition. More is on the way, including our number two story.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. GOP lawmakers working through the weekend in the hopes of avoiding a government shutdown. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday he's optimistic that sort of a deal will be worked out ahead of the September 30th deadline. Mexico has reached an agreement with the U.S. to help curb the number of migrants crossing the border. A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. Embattled Democratic lawmaker Bob Menendez facing competition for his Senate seat already. Congressman Andy Kim challenging Menendez to represent New Jersey in the U.S. Senate. Last week, Menendez was indicted on federal bribery charges and has been called on to resign. Menendez, however, says he will not step down. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. The telephone number, if you would like to call in and hear yourself broadcast over radio.
As long as you're logically consistent.
I mean, you know, we've talked to weirdos. It's, okay. You know, not the first time. But the telephone number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Is the number in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
So you listeners probably already know about the Crypto 6. You can find out about that at thecrypto6.com. Mr. Ian Freeman, the show's founder, of course, they tried to have a sentencing hearing. A whole bunch of people showed up, including two documentaries and a couple of news crews. To the thing, the state itself stalled somehow. It was like, oh well, we can't complete this because we gotta do something else, right?
Some I wonder if they did that just so everyone would like show up for the not sentencing, and then
that's my opinion. I don't have any facts to back that up, but it feels like that's what they did. They were like, we're actually not going to complete this thing today because we want to postpone this because, well, they have the money to, right? The money and the time, right? They don't mind wasting our time, right? The people who take time off their jobs or whatever it else
there is. From across the country.
People came from, across the country. You know, these types of things, happen for a reason, and it's because principled people are beginning to stand up for each other. And we could use more of that. Now, that being said, they claim that the rest of the hearing will be held on October 2nd. So we're asking you to mark your calendar for October 2nd. It's a Monday. It'll be at the federal courthouse in Concord, 55 Pleasant Street, as Nikki would like to remind us if she were here. That is the address. 10 a.m., I believe, is the scheduled time. You can find out more about that at the courthouse website, I guess. Concord, New Hampshire. We are asking folks to attend that because I feel personally that the turnout that we had was responsible for this sort of like delay tactic that they're using. They didn't want that much media exposure. They wanted it to be sort of a nothing burger. Let's deflate this enthusiasm that the crowd has about this particular case and by postponing it and wasting their time. Yeah, if y'all could show up again, or even more of you, would be even better. If we get more people to show up and pack the entire courthouse, that would be great. That would be monumental. I for one, would love to see that. So, mark your calendar for Monday, October 2nd at 10 a.m., Concord, New Hampshire.
I don't do much things like this, but I'm actually going to make an effort to be at this next one.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would welcome your presence, of course.
Yeah.
Continuing on with tonight's show, we've been talking about this article from dailymail.co.uk about a prison in Venezuela that was overtaken by a gang, the largest gang in the area, apparently.
Second largest.
If you count the state.
We're counting the state.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. We're counting the state.
The article does not count the state, but we do.
The article's wrong, then.
The article is wrong.
All right.
That is correct. It's wrong.
We corrected the article.
We have, and we're proud. and we'll talk more about that. We also have still coming tonight to the number two story.
The number two story.
But before we do that, let's go to this unscreened caller. What is your name, please? You are on Free Talk Live.
This is Tom in California.
Hey, Tom. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could interview any homeschooler kids or give guidance towards parents, because if you Google homeschooling, they're trying to sell you. Everybody tried to sign you up for $100 per student, $200 a month. You get the idea.
Beautiful thing about this show is we'll take calls from children. So if a child wants to call in who's been homeschooled and wants to give a testimony on the benefits of homeschooling, we will platform him just like we would any other caller.
Now, Tom, are you looking to homeschool some children of your own?
Exactly.
And
I know you guys advocate Bitcoin, and I equate that with going living off grid or whatever. Everybody thinks a little differently.
Yeah.
But with kids, it's hard. You can't just bug out and go off grid to some hillside. But nevertheless, you can sort of adapt. You could live a different lifestyle where you're not a slave to the transporting your kid to school,
sure,
to this daycare or that school.
I can tell you what I know, Tom, and if somebody's listening and can give you more help, I invite them to call in at 603-283-6160. Okay. I'll tell you what I know. Normally, homeschoolers will have groups, right?
Yep. Works better with the network.
Yeah, network groups. Sometimes they're on like some of these chat platforms, like a Telegram or a Matrix or something like that. Sometimes they're just on Twitter and Facebook.
Whatever
sometimes
works.
You can find them in your local community, bulletin boards, Craigslist, things like that. But my first suggestion to you would be to plug into a local homeschooling community and ask them these very same questions. We are a nationally broadcast radio program, so somebody might call in from an area that's not your area. You know, the laws might be different in your state versus their state or your country versus their country, depending on where they're calling from. So I don't want you to get bad information, but usually the most useful place to start is find yourself a local homeschooling group to ask your questions to. If they're not the right group for you, they would likely be able to recommend a group that is right for you.
Well, and who are these people that are charging you? Because if he's reaching out to these groups and they're going, well, yeah, we can talk to you for $100 or whatever, then...
He said he's Googling them.
Okay. Tom?
No, that's excellent advice. And I will pursue that. But I was thinking there might be like a coach I would pay someone to get me set up, you know, because even the public schools, the kids are doing everything on computer.
If you're looking for someone to get you set up, I mean, the Ron Paul curriculum is available, depending on the age of your child.
Okay, that's what I needed to hear. Okay.
And if they're really young, the Tuttle Twins books.
Pardon me?
The Tuttle Twins.
Oh, okay, well.
Tuttle Twins is a series of books.
Hopefully we get a little feedback. And if I can get someone to walk me through the process, because at the public school, they're doing everything online anyway. Mm-hmm. Do you know that?
Yep. Yeah, and in fact, since COVID and the lockdowns, the number of kids who are being homeschooled has continued to rise. Yep. So that's good news.
Part of the problem with walking through the process is that's what's going to be different state by state.
Right.
Right. You got to figure out what the requirements of California is, so that you're compliant with them, you know, and then anything in between compliance and what your kid wants to learn is on you, right? Like self-directed learning means they develop an interest in a thing and you pursue it till they lose interest.
Yep.
And you facilitate their learning.
And you said you're in California, right, Tom?
Correct.
Yeah, so California is a big enough state that there should be a wide variety of selections to choose from regarding homeschooling groups and that kind of a thing. So we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for the call.
Play dates.
Yeah.
Outings. Trips to the museum.
Yeah.
The zoo.
All that fun
not
stuff.
The one in prison.
Unless you're also doing Scared Straight and a zoo field trip at the same time. Right, then that, you know, it looks like this gang has solved these problems.
Scared straight.
Let's move on and go to this unscreened caller. What's your name? You are live on the radio on Free Talk Live. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello, what's your name? You're live on the radio.
Yes, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
My daughter-in-law is going to homeschool.
Okay.
But
any advice for Tom?
I don't, because I don't know enough about it, but I heard something about this regime that's in D.C. right now is coming up with some kind of law against homeschooling. Did you hear anything about that?
I have not.
It's not surprising that they would, and I think they're partially fighting an uphill battle at this point. Partially because of the lockdowns, right? People realized that school wasn't as important as getting a child educated. So there was some exodus from the public school systems into home learning. And as the public schools go to more internet-based, computer-based, I don't have to be in the classroom, you're going to see more of that. And they've already done, you know, the school choice, the voucher systems to give parents more choice of where they send their kids. And all of that is a victory for choice because it takes away just a smidgen of power from the state. And they've, you know, when we give them an inch, they take a mile or more, right? And when they concede an inch, we have to make sure to go all the way as well.
Yeah. I'm in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And the Maine Wire, I don't know if you're familiar with the Maine Wire.
The newspaper?
Steve Robinson, yeah. And he had, it showed the Commissioner of Education, State of Maine, questioned by a state rep with regard to, because the kids are so far behind from the policies they put in place, shutting down the schools during COVID and depressed and all that. And this woman asked her, she says, you know, wouldn't it be right to the priority to be on education, you know, math, science, English, history? And the commissioner says, no, the priority now is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Okay. So the priority should be on the student. So both are wrong. Right? The priority should be helping the individual get educated the best way that they can. And so I've made the case on this show that public school is for some people. It's not for everybody. I don't like the way it's funded. But that is an environment that some people will thrive in and they will be good little factory workers on the back end. It is not for everyone. So those individuals whom public school is not for should have the freedom and liberty to be educated in the best way that suits them. And it's not about math and science or anything like that, and it's not about diversity and inclusion. It's about the interest of the individual child and what they want to pursue with their educational time. When you talk to other homeschoolers, unschoolers, that sort of thing, one of the things that you run into is there's a period of decompression coming out of the public school where the child doesn't want to do anything. And so they go through like, well, I don't have to go to school. I'm just going to like watch YouTube and play video games all day.
Right.
And eventually, at some point, they get over it, especially if they're in an environment where other kids are learning. Right. And then they start to feel inadequate in relation to their peers, and they will pick up the slack and start educating themselves in the best way that's right for them. So you ought not fret over that period of decompression when they first got out of public schools. Just let them have it. They needed it. They were force-fed garbage for however long you kept them in there. And so just let them have that period of decompression, and they'll get back on track soon enough.
Yeah, this is from several years ago. I'm a big fan of John Taylor Gatto.
That's a good source.
Yeah, he won multiple awards, Teacher of the Year, was the best educator, et cetera, and so on. He came forward later on.
In New York.
And said, yeah, he won these awards in New York, the worst possible educational system. He came out later on and was like, look, public school is a sham. Here's why. And wrote several books on it. Here's a quote from...
He broke the rules, too.
He totally did. He wrote a book called Dumbing Us Down, The Hidden Curriculum of Compulsory Schooling, which you can find, Amazon or wherever you get books or whatever. This quote, and this is from many years ago, because the guy died 4 or 5 years ago. Now it's been a while.
Some years.
Yeah. Quote, the homeschooling movement has quietly grown to a size where 1.5 million young people are being educated entirely by their own parents. Last month, the Education Press reported the amazing news that, in their ability to think, children schooled at home seem to be 5 or even 10 years ahead of their formerly trained peers. Now, I know that the number of homeschooled children doubled, at least this number. I believe it exceeded 3 million in the past year or something like that. It's been increasingly climbing since COVID kicked in, and people are like, wait a minute, this is all school is? Seeing the Zoom classes or whatever? Yeah. They're like, I can do this. I don't need to subject my child to this
and
crap.
And even if you can't, right, you don't have to be overly educated to perform the service of education
right.
to the child.
Tom?
Was it Tom?
Oh, sorry, Mike?
Yes.
Your thoughts?
All I can say is I've been self-employed since 1982. My father taught me more by including me in what he did than I ever learned in school. I raised 2 children alone. They're both self-employed now.
Nice.
And I got 4 grandchildren.
Wonderful.
And so parents need to know. My father had a 10th grade education, by the way. Quit school in 10th grade.
Yeah.
But he was not afraid to dive into anything. And
sounds like he was one of those that school was not meant for.
Right, and that's what needs to be understood. People don't need Thomas Sowell, famous quote,
mm-hmm.
The road to hell was paved with PhDs.
All right. Hey, Mike, we appreciate the call. Have a good night, man. John Taylor Gatto, was an inspiration to me, particularly coming out of the fog of statism.
Yep.
In the same way Smedley Butler, right, is to the military, John Taylor Gatto is to education. When it comes to people who have been on the inside, who did the job, who have later been like, oh my God, what have I done?
John Taylor Gatto stayed on the inside while advocating these things, too.
He did, too. And
like
then,
again, he broke all the rules to make sure that at least his group of students had the possibility of a better education by going through him.
One other quote from him that I like is, "This was once a land where every sane person knew how to build a shelter, grow food, and entertain one another. Now we've been rendered permanent children. It is the architects of forced schooling who are responsible for that."
Yeah.
And, I mean, bang, spot on, man, you know. Dante Delgado also made a valid point of, the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic, right? These things can be taught in a very short period of time, a matter of days or weeks.
Yes.
Right? Now, it doesn't take 12 years for you to teach a human being the basic stuff. What you what schools do is they remove the inspiration from people to learn on their own. Because like you can only pay attention to this subject for 45 minutes or whatever it is until the bell rings, and you gotta whatever it is you're doing doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're halfway into whatever it is you're doing. You're writing a paper, you're taking a test, but you gotta stop. You gotta close your books, and you gotta get up and leave. You gotta respond to the bell in a Pavlovian dog way, and then you gotta motor to the and switch your focus, which is a non-human thing to do. Right? Human nature is that if you get interested in a thing and you start doing a thing, you don't just stop in the middle of it because a bell goes off.
Yeah. You stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning watching YouTube videos until you're satisfied with the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Or you just continue working on it until you're at a good stopping point where you're like, okay, I know I can pick up on this tomorrow at this spot. You know, I need to let this dry or whatever it is, right? You know, there's a reason for you to stop. Or a good stopping point rather than just because the bell went off and your time expired.
Right.
Right. All this does is it teaches children to obey authority. Right. When the bell goes, oh, that's authority. Right. When somebody official comes in and says, okay, everybody's got to leave, then you got to leave. Right. That's all it teaches you.
I did hate the teachers that held us after the bell. It's like, no, man, I'm off the clock.
Yeah. You're going to make me late for my next class.
This is my time.
Yeah.
Or after school, like, nope, you're not dismissed yet. The bell rang, but you can't leave, you kidnappers.
I could sit here and do John Taylor ghetto quotes all night, but I'm not going to.
All right.
We're going to, let's circle back to the...
the number two story.
There's more to this Venezuela prison bit. I just want to get through it before we move on to the number two story.
Jumped the gun there, I apologize.
That's all right. It is a spectacular story. And we'll get to it. But regarding this prison where apparently the gang took over and had all sorts of fun, restaurants and casinos and nightclubs and a zoo and a really nice swimming pool and a playground for kids.
This would be the real spiritual retreat.
Yeah.
Can we do this up here?
The business owners in proximity were told to shut down their businesses the afternoon before the raid with 11,000 police took place. Electricity and phone signals were temporarily suspended hours before security forces entered the jail. I wonder if they turned off the internet. It says electricity and phone services. I'm assuming the phones are, would be the internet, but it's hard to tell.
Javier just stops mining Bitcoin for a little bit. What's wrong with it?
Yeah, how come my Bitcoin's not mining? The Venezuelan Prison Observatory, a non-governmental organization, raised doubts over the government's operation at the Tocaron Penitentiary Center, where the inmate population had been reduced from 5,000 to 1,500, and believed that the gang leadership reached an agreement to give up its reign of power. So then what? They all left and, like, you know, made it look good for the 11,000 police rolling in?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they split them all up, right, they're going to be in a different location, and they're going to restart their criminal enterprise. Because
franchising.
That's what entrepreneurs do.
Franchising.
Exactly.
Right. The cost of acquisition is low. You just got to get some guys into an existing prison.
Yeah.
There's no upfront cost.
You're still going to have those outside connections.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for any of the equipment, the building, the property, the taxes, nothing. You know, you don't have to pay for any of the labor, right, because there's already plenty of prisoners in there, and there's plenty of guards.
Just giving them all the infrastructure. Maybe that's the PSYOP.
Maybe.
Maybe this was planned to franchise out.
An intervention in which they let the leaders go cannot be called successful, much less when it was the leaders themselves who handed over control of the prison, the group said. However,
you think you can do better? You run the prison.
Looks like they did.
You had your chance.
Looks like they did a lot better. However, the government has remained tight-lipped about the whereabouts of Tren de Aguirre leader. Okay. His name is Hector Nino Guerrero, age 39. Guerrero, according to a voice note obtained by media outlets, was tipped off about the impending raid and escaped with several other high-ranking gang members earlier this week.
He's younger than me, has done so much more with his life.
He turned a prison into, like, the Mall of America.
I mean, could never aspire to that level.
The only thing missing is a frickin' roller coaster. You know?
Just wait. That's for the franchise afterwards.
Yeah.
They already had the vacation lake house for, you know, the his access son, to the lake.
His son will come up and do it better. Yeah. He'll go 2.0. Somewhere within a week prior to the raid, like the head honchos were tipped off about what was going on because, well, I'm sure somebody's obviously in their pocket, right?
11,000 cops can't keep a secret.
No. And especially if they tell, like, the community surrounding it the day before, right? That, like, hey, you guys can't open tomorrow. Really? Why? We can't tell you.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to figure it out.
Most of my business comes from the prison. How can I close?
Apparently, they did have firearms. There's a picture here of what appear to be long rifles.
Okay.
And some assorted gear. I can't really tell.
So they're even more peaceful then because they decided not to have a shootout with 11,000 cops.
Guns, rifles, ammunition, and grenades were found during the sweep of the Tocaron Penitentiary on Wednesday. Venezuelan authorities also display explosives. This looks like dynamite.
This is what's going to happen to the 2A community here when 11,000 cops come around. It's going to roll over and give it to them.
They have a folded up piece of paper on top of this pile that says explosivos.
Okay. Well, then you know it's true.
Venezuelan authorities display explosives that were also recovered from the prison on Wednesday. Oh, they have a picture here of just grenades. Wow.
Grenades. Do you think the prison guards got access to the pool? Like after hours? You clock out of your prison guard shift?
You bet you did. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I want the gamble, too.
They were bringing hookers in and out of them tunnels for them and everything. You know what I mean?
I don't think they needed the guards for that. If you were guard at the prison, did you get, you know, was this a perk of the job?
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. Still to come tonight, our number two story. Our number three is next.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.